Is daf tzadi gimel. So we got to the bottom of tzadi beis and beis. The Gemara was talking about a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes with respect to a person who's derech rechoka and reshach to vizarkol of they did the shechitas pesach for many ways, whether hurtza or not hurtza. Rav Nachman thought if hurtza it works. It was just that he was exempted. If he wanted to participate somehow through a shliach, he would be able to. And we proved yesterday, how, you know, at least discussed his source. And Rav Sheshes was the one who felt lo hurtza, a derech rechoka is completely removed from the Karban Pesach, and even if he wanted to, even if he could send the shliach, it wouldn't work. So Gemara now is going to figure out how Rav Sheshes knows this. So the last two lines of Tzadi Beis and Mebeis, Amar Rav Sheshes, Mina Amina La, how do I know that lo hurtza? The Sanya, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Nemar, Tamei, V'Nemar, Derech Rechoka. These two are coupled with each other. Ma Tamei, Shesipek, B'yadu La'asos, V'ena Osa. A person whose Tamei has the ability to do it physically, he has the ability to go to the base of Mikdash, but halachically, he's not allowed to. There's an Isser to do so. It just won't work on a halachic, from a halachic standpoint. So, Af Derech Rechoka, Nami, Shesipek, B'yadu La'asos, V'ena Osa. So, too, a Derech Rechoka has the ability through a shliach to send a carbon. We have many places a person can send a carbon through a shliach. So here he has the ability to send it through a shliach, yet and also he's not allowed to. It's usher, or not usher, but it doesn't work. He's completely removed. That's Rav Sheshes knows, lo hurtza. So Rav Nachman's response is, Rav Nachman amar lecha, Rabbi Akiva l'tamei. This is Rabbi Akiva shita. Rabbi Akiva in general holds the kasavar, ein shochtin v'zorkin ha-tamei sheretz. He holds that you cannot shecht for a person who's tamei. So just like you can't shecht for one who's Tamei Sheretz, so too you can't shecht for one who's Derech Rechoka. That makes sense in the world of Rabbi Akiva, that again, a person who's Tamei is completely off the radar. But honestly, I hold, says Rav Sheshes, Kiman Damar, Shorchdin, Vizorkin, Al Tamei Sheretz. Even though a person's Tamei, Er Pesach, you can shecht for him. You're allowed to shecht for him. And just like you could shecht for he who is Tamei, so too of Nachman says you could shecht for he who is Bederech Rechoka. So that's the Machlokas of Nachman versus Rav Sheshes. So now the Gemara goes on to a brisa. It's a little bit tricky how this fits in, but we'll just take it at a superficial level. The Gemara is talking about the following. Tanur Rabbanim. Elu she'osin es hasheni. The following are individuals who, when they were not able to perform Pesach Rishon, they can perform Pesach Sheni. Hazavim v'hazavos, hamitzaron hamitzaraos, hanidos v'balos, bole nidos, v'yoldos, v'shogigin, v'anusin, v'mezidin, v'tamei, v'sheya b'derech rechoka. Long list around 10 individuals who are exempt, rather who are chayv in Pesach Sheni. Among them is tamei and derech rechoka. So the Gemara wants to know, Imkein lama nemar tamei, just listed anida, zava, zava, mitzara, all those, why does it say, generally speaking, a tamei? So Gemara says again, Imkein lama nemar tamei, lama nemar, di boy lemevad rishon lo shafkinle. The Bryce is trying to emphasize that tamei is like the other ones. Just like the other ones, you cannot perform the Pesach Rishon for them. So to one who's just tamei, even for that day, you cannot perform the Pesach Rishon for him either. He's completely off the map. That's like the shita of Rav, it sounds like Rav Sheshes at first. So the Gemara says, Ela imkein lama nemar b'derech rechoka. So then why are we saying derech rechoka? That's the question. Why are we specifying that case? Lepotro minakares ukman d'amar hurtza. To tell us that one who's derech rechoka is exempt from the kares here, that's what it means, he's exempt from the kares, and because it's hurtza, if they did perform Pesach Rishon, so then it would work for him. So unclear exactly how that fits in. Doesn't sound like the Bryce is talking about. Look at Rashi just for a little bit of clarity. Rashi writes, Ela lama nemar derech rechoka. Imishum di bai lemevad lo sabed. It is telling us in the Brisa, if the derech rechoka wanted to send the shliach, that it doesn't work. Habederech rechoki, that's not a shliach. If it's telling us he can't do it, habederech rechoka, he can't do it because he's too far away. We don't need to teach us that derech rechoka can't do it. Obviously, he can't do the Pesach because he's far away. So why did it mention derech rechoka in this Brisa? Vim tomer, if you're telling me shul yishlach pischo, that he's not allowed to send the shliach uchtav sheshes, that the shliach doesn't work for derech rechoka, that can't be either because hi tana lesle, this tana doesn't hold of resheshes ela krav nachman srile damer hurtza. This Bryce assumes like Rav Nachman that derech rechoka can actually send the shliach because he holds that it hurtza does work in the end. So why is it sing al derech rechoka? Just must be telling us that one who's derech rechoka and cannot perform Pesach Rishon, he is exempt, he is pater from kares. That's what we learn from this Bryce. Okay, either way, the Gemara learned from this Bryce above that of those who are chayv to do Pesach Sheni are women, Nida and Yoldos. So Gemara says, is it true that women are allowed to do Pesach Sheni? Isha b'sheni mi mechayva? Vatani, doesn't the Braisa tell us? Yachol lo yeh osin es hasheni elo tami nefesh v'shaya b'derech rechoka. I only know one who's tami tumas nefesh, which is tumas meis, or one who's derech rechoka, that they have the option and the obligation of Pesach Sheni. What about Zavin, Mitzarah, and Bali Nidos Minayin? How do I know those are also individuals who can't perform Pesach Sheni? They're not listed in the Torah. So Tam Alamer, Ish Ish. Pasuk emphasizes Ish. So Gemara says, so we see that only in Ish, and sorry, double Ash and Ishis, that there are, no, one second, the drasha here is, right, so Rashi points out, it doesn't say Zavos V'yodos. It doesn't mention Zavos V'yodos, only Mitzarayin and Bol Anidos. The men have the opportunity of Pesach Sheni, but the women don't have the opportunity of Pesach Sheni. Ishis, all type of men, to the exclusion of women, don't have Pesach Sheni. So do women have the option of Pesach Sheni or not? So Gemara says, Lo Kasha, there's no contradiction, it's a Machlokas Tanayim. Ha Rabbi Yossi, Ha Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon. So where do you find this? If you look at Rashi, Ha Rabbi Yossi, we saw this a couple of days ago on Shabbos, Damar Pirkan Le'el, Daf Tzadi Aleph, Nashim B'Sheni Shochtan Aleim B'Fnei Atzman, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Dami Rishus, that they have the option, but no obligation. So that's the Machlokas, whether women are Chayiv in Pesach Sheni, or whether they have a Rishus, the option of Pesach Sheni. So that's the Machlokas between the different prices. So now the Gemara brings a whole long brisa now discussing the nature of Pesach Sheni. So this is a very long Dish Gemara, a big machlokas tonight about the nature of Pesach Sheni relative to Pesach Rishon. So Gemara says Tanur Abana, Chayv Kares Al HaRishon, V'Chayv Kares Al HaSheni, Divrei Rabbi Nathan, Divrei Rabbi rather. Rabbi holds you could be Chayv separately on Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So how you Chayv Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? You can't be Chayv Karis twice. Look at Rashi, a long Rashi here when he says Chayv Karis al Rishon, Chayv Karis al Sheni, Chayv Karis Chiv Karis Yesh al Zev Yal Zev. Each one independently, Pesach Rishon could generate a Chiv Karis and Pesach Sheni could generate a Chiv Karis. Ubechad Gavri lo Meshkachas, but one person cannot be Chayv both of these. The Trei Katli Bechad Gavri Leker, you can't kill a person twice, so you can't get Karis double times. Vimlin and Dim Shagag, if it's a case where maybe he was Shogig. We know any Chiv Karis, if one did the Chiv Karis b'Shogig, he's Chayv Echatas. If that's what it's talking about, he's Chayv Shtei Chatos, Leka, you can't say that. Leka the Memer Hachi. The Karis b'Pesach ain Chayv Avim al Shagos Echatas. One who is Shogig in the Chiv Karis is not on Pesach, is not Chayv Karis. Why not? Because only by a Chiv Lav, a Lav Sheyesh b'Karis generates a Chatas when done b'Shogig. But an Asay Sheish Bokaris, like Pesach and Mila, do not generate a Chiv Chatas. So where do you have two Chatas in Rishon and Sheni? So at the end of Rashi says, if a guy was Shogeg on one, and so Shogeg doesn't really generate Chiv Karis, but it's Chiv Karis on the other Pesach, so that's a scenario whereby there could be a Chiv Karis for either one, either Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni, or a Gershonis Gair, as we'll see in the Gemara later on, he was a convert. So he wasn't Chiv Pesach Rishon. But now he's Chayv in between, and then he doesn't do Pesach Sheni, he'd be Chayv Karis. So each one independently would generate a separate Chayv Karis. That's what we learned from the Shita of Rebbe. Comes along now Rebbe Nassan. Rebbe Nassan, Amma Omer, Chayv Karis al HaRishon upoter al HaSheni. He says that no, only the first one could generate a Chayv Karis, but not the second one. So let's say you have a scenario where the guy was Shogeg on the Rishon, and he's mazed on the Sheni, he would not get a Chayv Karis. Only mazed on Rishon could be Mechayv Karis, but not mazed on Sheni. That's the Shita of Rebbe Nassim. We're going to go through the sources of each of them. And then the third opinion is Rebbe Hanani ben Akavya Omer, or Afa Rishon, even on the first one, the din is Eino Chayv Karis, Ela Im Kein Lo Asas Hasheni. You're not Chayv Karis unless you miss both of them, both Rishon and Sheni. Meaning you have to be mazed on both them. That's Rebbe Hanani ben Akavya, that's what he holds. So the Gemara now explained, the Azdu, the Tamayo, all three go L'Shitasam. The Tani, the Brisa says, a Gershin is Gair ben Shnei Psachim, or V'chein Katan Shehigdil ben Shnei Psachim. Either Ger, who now is a Nuchiv, he's Jewish now, or Katan, who was under Bar Mitzvah at Pesach Rishon, but now he's Chayiv for the Pesach Sheni, so we're going to see some Nafkuminas, the Gemara explains. So again, Gershin is Gair ben Shnei Psachim, V'chein Katan Shehigdil ben Shnei Psachim, Chayiv Lasos Pesach Sheni Divi Rebbe. You have to bring his Pesach Sheni according to Rebbe, because Rebbe holds that each Pesach is an independent Chayiv, they're not dependent on each other. So Pesach Rishon is one Chiv Karis, Pesach Sheni is a separate one, the independence, even though he's potter from the first one, doesn't make him exempt from Pesach Sheni. It's a brand new Chiv, so a Katan, a Gershon, a Geyer are both Chayv and Pesach Sheni according to Rebbe. Comes on Rebbe Nassan. Rebbe Nassan felt that only the first one is Chayv Karis, but not the second one. So the Gemara explains, Rebbe Nassan, Omer Kosha Zakuk L'Rishon, Zakuk L'Sheni. Those who are obligated in Pesach Rishon are then obligated in Pesach Sheni, but those are that who are not Chayv. So since the Gershon is Geyer, the Katan Shehigdil was not Chayv on Rishon, they're Pater from Sheni. That's according to Rebbe Nassim. What's the nekudas machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Nassim? So Rebbe savar sheni regel b'fnei atmahu. Sheni, Pesach Sheni is a standalone regel, nothing to do with Pesach Rishon, and therefore the katan shigdil and ageshin is gaya chayiv. But according to Rabbi Nassim savar, Sheni is tashlumim de Rishon, but tekuna le Rishon lo maskin le. Sheni is a makeup, it's a tashlumim. Now, even though it's a tashlumim, it doesn't fix the mistake nonetheless. It's a fancy type of tashlumim. He fixes it, but let's say the guy was mated on Rishon, and he brings Sheni. It doesn't exempt him from kares. It doesn't fix it, but still he fulfills an obligation. His mitzvah asay, he fulfills. It makes up what was missed out Rishon, but doesn't fix the iser. That's what he holds. Look at Rashi just to make that a little bit clearer. Rashi writes here, look at Rashi, four wide lines down, he writes, Tashlumim de Rishon. Uman de lo ischaze berishon, those he was not fit in Rishon, lo mechayiv Hashem, he's not chayiv in the second one. Miu, even though that's the case, tikuna l'rishon mikaris im hizib rishon lo masakin, that doesn't fix it. Hilkach, chayiv karis al rishon vafilu asas hasheni, even if he does the second one, it does not remove the chayiv karis, but he gets the mitzvah nonetheless. Upatra al hasheni im shagag berishon vizib b'sheni. Let's say he was shogging in the first one, but he was mage on the second one, he wouldn't get a karis either, because it's not a lesle chiyuva ban feinafshe, it's not a separate chiyuva, it doesn't generate its own chiyuv karis, but Rishon hare shogeg, so there's no chiyuv karis from being shogeg on Rishon. So that's the shita of Rabbi Nassim. Comes along now the third opinion, Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya. Savar, he holds, Sheni is takanta de Rishonu, that not only Sheni a tashlumen, but it also fixes the problem. So if a guy was mazed in a Rishon, now he has perhaps, it's debatable, whether or not there's a karis that exists, or it doesn't exist until he misses both. I'll say that in just a second. But Sheni, the Sheni is that it fixes the Rishon. Not only is it tashlumen, but it fixes it. It undoes the karis that existed from Rishon. That hits it, that's his opinion. I didn't have a chance to look into this. I learned this a number of years ago, this sugya b'in. I seem to recall there's a big machlokas of Daniel Bavli and others, whether according to Rabbi Hanan ben Akavya, when you did a hazed berishon, is it a chiv karis that exists, and Sheni, when you do Sheni, it undoes it, or no? Nothing exists until you miss both Rishon and Sheni, then it kicks in. I don't know what the nafkamina is, but conceptually, there's a difference whether there's a chiv karis hovering between Rishon and Sheni until you fix it with Sheni. Either way, these are three different opinions. Either it's, again, the Sheni's regular for Atzmo, or it's a tashumim that either does not fix the karis, or a tashumim that does fix the karis of Rishon.
Okay, and so according to Rabbi Nathan, if he wants, he can't, if there is no chiyuv, but he could do it, he's not even allowed.
No, he's a chiyuv. He's a chiyuv. He must do it, but it doesn't fix the punishment. He's a chiyuv, has an obligation to do a mitzvah. A guy who's a chiyuv karis doesn't mean he stops doing mitzvahs. He has sister wear tzitzis and tefillin and everything like that. And
it says, meaning, once he missed the first one, is he allowed to do the second one?
He missed it. Could he putter from the first one, or he made it?
No.
If he putter, then he could not do it seemingly. Seemingly, he should
it
not.
He cannot even if he
that's
wants.
What it's exactly. Right. So then the Gemara says, Shloshtan, Mikre Echa, Darshu, all three of them learn from the same Pasuk. So the Pasuk reads as follows. Va'isha shehu tahor, ubederech lohaya, a guy was tahor, meaning he could have done it, or he was on derech kar, he wasn't derech chokke, he was on the path, he was within reach. And he didn't do the Karim Pesach. So let's just finish the whole pasuk before we read the drushes here. Va'isha shehu tower v'derech lohaya. That's like a mazed guy in essence. V'chad the last of the Pesach. He wasn't able to do the Pesach. Or he didn't. He was too lazy. V'nichrasa hanefesh ahim yameh. So he gets a karis. And then the pasuk says this is where the ambiguity comes in, where the drushes are made. Ki karban Hashem lo hikriv moado. He did not bring the karban. Explained. He didn't bring the karban. Cheto yisa ha'isha. We get a chet. That's the whole pasuk. So how do you read this pasuk? So again, the pasuk says, "Shloshtam mikra echad darshuv ha'isha shehuch tar v'derech lohaya." He didn't do the mitzvah of Pesach Rishon. Rabbi Savar v'chada la'asas a Pesach v'nichrasa to lo aviv b'rishon. That pasuk means he didn't do Rishon. He gets karis v'nichrasa. Regel b'fnei atma Rishon is a chiv karis. And then inami or also or alternatively karban la'shem lo hikriv b'moado b'sheni. The word ki is one of those words that we know it has four different definitions. So ki could also mean inami, or. So if the guy didn't do Pesach Rishon, or separately, ki karbon Hashem lo hikvi, he didn't bring the second, that's referring to Pesach Sheni, according to Rebbe, he didn't bring that one either, that's also yisa chayish, v'chato yisa. It should also generate a separate chiv karis. So how do you know that this refers to the chato yisa karis is also karisu? How do you know? So the Gemara has to learn a drasha from elsewhere. So again, Gemara says, Kesavar, on the top of my base now, Migadef, Hain Mevarech Hashem. So now, the word, the Isser Megadif, the big machlokas, the Gemara Sanhedrin, was Megadif. Megadif, we translate to mean blasphemize. It either means to curse Hashem, or it means to sing praise to Avodah Zarah. One of those two definitions. So if you say Megadif is Birchas Hashem, means to curse Hashem, so then, that's clear that Mevarach Hashem is a Isser Karis. There's no question about that's referring to an Isser Karis. And therefore, he says that the Pasuk says by Megadif, it says by Birch Hashem, it says, look at the Gemara continuing, Kesavar Megadif Hainu Mevarach Hashem, Uksim Mevarach Hashem, it says V'nisa V'naso Cheto, it says Naso Cheto Mevarach Hashem, which is Karis, V'gamar Hai Cheto, now we learn from our case by Pesach Sheni, Dehacha Mecheto Dehasam. We learn our case of Chet by Pesach Sheni from the Chet of Mevarach Hashem, Ma Lahalan, just like by the Mevarach Hashem is Karis, Afkan Nami Karis. So again, the way he reads the pasuk gets broken up into little sections here. So again, Rabbi darshened the first chadalasus of Pesach v'nichasa. That's one karis, and then a separate fragment now. Inami karban Hashem lo hikriv b'mado. He didn't bring the sheni that results in b'cheta yisa. What is the punishment of that? So we learn from since Megadeh from Mevarach Hashem is karis, we apply that karis to karban sheni as well. That's how he knows part. That how he knows Pesach sheni generates its own chiv karis. That's the drasha according to Rebbe. Now the Gemara says according to Rebbe Nassan, four lines down in Amud Beis here, Rebbe Nassan Tavar v'chado lasos a Pesach v'nichrasa. It's all one sentence now. We're not separating as a separate phrase now. The guy gets karis for missing Pesach Rishon. Why? Dehai ki lashon dehahu. Why? What's it? It's like because. V'hachi kamar Rachman. The Torah says deha karban Hashem lo hikriv moado berishon. Moado is not referring to sheni now, like according to Rebbe. It's one sentence. Why does a guy get karis? Because he did not bring the karban rishon. That's the reason why. Because only rishon generates a karis. So that's the drasha here. It's all one sentence. So now, according to him, the word chita yisa is unnecessary. We don't need to learn that's karis. We already know it's karis for nichrasa. It's all one pasuk. So for him, chita yisa is nothing really to do with the teaching about the Pesach Rishon. It's actually being used to teach us something about Megadev. It's teaching elsewhere. We don't need to learn about Pesach Rishon. It's all one sentence. Where he says v'nichrasa. It's all Pesach Rishon is already karis. So he learns differently. What he says with Cheta Yisa is teaching me ma'avile. What do you do with the pasuk Cheta Yisa? It's not needed to teach me there's karis by Pesach Rishon. The pasuk clearly says v'nichrasa. So he holds katzaver Megadev is lav hayinu mevarach Hashem. The word Megadev is not mevarach Hashem. Mevarach Hashem is definitely chayv karis. Megadev is not Mevarach Hashem. Megadev is something else. What's Megadev? It's what Rashi says. It's when a person sings Avodah Zarah. So how do you know Megadev is a Chayav Karis? So you learn it out from Pesach Rishon is the source. The words V'chata Yisa is used as a drasha to apply it to Megadev. So the Gemara says, Kesavra Megadev lav hayin Mevarach Hashem. It's a different type of Isser praising the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara hay cheto dehasam, that cheto from there is learned, mehai, is learning out from our cheto by Pesach Rishon. Mehai cheto dehacha. Mahacha, just like here by Pesach Rishon, is kares. Af hasam kares, so too, there's kares. But according to Rabbi Nassan, Pesach Sheni is not on the radar at all. Nothing to do with this passing at all. A person missed the Pesach Rishon, he's chayv kares. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Nassan. And comes on finally, Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya, he holds v'chadalas is a Pesach v'nichrasa. And then the word e, the key is e, if. It's now also one sentence, but it's e, like this. That the guy gets courage from Pesach Rishon, if e, karban l'Hashem, lo hikrim mo'adal Hasheni. If he does not bring Pesach Sheni also, so then he's chayv karis. We lump the two together. According to Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya, again, you only get karis if you're hizid both on Rishon and Sheni. So it's all, again, one long sentence according to him. And it's one karis. So he has to add the same question. So what does he do with the word v'hai cheto yisa? You don't need to teach me something about Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, because it already says v'nichrasa. It must be used as a springboard of some sort to teach us, apply it to Megadev. So my avilei, kedamran, just like we said for Rabbi Nassan, it's telling me something about Megadev, that Megadev is chayv karis. Okay, so that's the drushes, okay? A little bit of fancy drushes, but it all comes down to how to understand the word ki, the definition of the word ki. So now the Gemara says, after establishing the opinions, establishing the sources, let's now apply a few nafkaminas. Hilkach. Therefore, after all the dust has settled, we can come out and say the following. His is bezeh, ubezeh, divra kol chayv. Everybody agrees. If your maize is both in Rishon and Sheni, everyone agrees, all three tanaim, you're chayv karis. No question about it. If you're a situation of shagag bezeh bezeh, you're shogag both in Rishon and Sheni, also here, divra kol will be pater. But hizid berishon v'shagag b'sheni. Let's say you're only mazed on the first one, but you were shogeg on the second one. Le Rebbe, who says each one stands alone as a separate chiv chattas, and Rabbi Nassan, who says that only Rishon could generate a chattas, they both hold mechayiv. You're mechayiv in both. Because you're amazing in Rishon. Rishon is what dictates the chiv kars. But the Rabbi Hananiah ben Akavya Pater, because he requires hizid both on Rishon and hizid on Sheni, so he would say you're Pater from Karis in this case. Now let's say the last scenario, Shagag Barishon, the hizid b'Sheni, the Rebbe Chai, because Rebbe thinks Sheni b'fnei Atmo does generate a Chiv Karis, but Rebbe Nassan, Rebbe Hananiah ben Akavya Pater, because Rebbe Nassan says only Rishon could generate Chiv Karis, in this case he was Shagag on Rishon, and Rebbe Hananiah ben Akavya requires hizid on both, so you're Pater according to both of them in this last scenario. Okay. So that's the discussion of Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. There's a lot to discuss within the Rishonim, how to understand each of these opinions even further, but that's a good superficial understanding. Let's now go through the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us here in Amud Beis, Ezi Derech HaChoka Menemodi, what's considered Derech HaChoka? We've been talking about Derech HaChoka, guys too far to be part of the Pesach Rishon. What's called Derech HaChoka? Menemodiim Ulachutz Ukmidasa L'charuach Divrei Rabbi Akiva. If you measure the amount of distance from the Beis HaMikdash to Modiim, right near the airport, the area outside Yerushalayim, that distance, and you create that radius around the entire area of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the shear of Derech HaChoka. If you're beyond that, you're Derech HaChoka. If you're within that, that's called Derech Krova. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Measkopes Hazara V'luchut. No, it doesn't mean Derech HaChoka literally. If you're outside the Beis HaMikdash, that means you're Derech HaChoka. That's what he says. Your mamash a foot outside, that's Derech HaChoka. So how does he know this? So Amar Rabbi Yossi, the Fikach, therefore Rabbi Yossi comes to defend the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. That's why Nakud al-Hay, that's why in the Pasuk Derech HaChoka there's a Nakuda, there's a dot inside the Pasuk. Look inside the Pasuk, Lomar, to tell me that it says in the Pasuk, oh, Derech HaChoka, if you look on the side, at least in mine, it says on top of the head, there's a little dot there. The dot on top of the head, Rechoka, why is it there? Lomar, Lomit Pnesha Rachuk Vada, it doesn't mean you have to really be literally distant from it. Elam Yaskopis Hazara Luchutz, but being outside the Azara, that's already considered Derech HaChoka L'gabi this halacha. Just look at Rashi to explain how that drasha works of a Nakuda. Rashi explains in the mission, Nakud Al-Hay, Shib Rechoka, there's a dot on top of the hay of the word Rechoka. The whole Nikud, every time there's a dot in the Torah, it's coming L'mai Hadavarba, it comes to exclude, to minimize something, meaning, Dimashma Samyu L'ho Teva Mehacha, the word Samyu means to remove. It's as if it's telling us, remove the word Rechoka, take it out of here. So it means a guy's bederech. That's what the pasuk should read. The guy's bederech. So then derech means he's outside the Beis HaMikdash. That means in the path. It could be the path right outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's called Derech HaChoka. That's in support of the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So now the Gemara wants to understand the Tanakami, Rabbi Kiva, his understanding of modim. What does that mean? What's the actual measurement of modim? So Amar Ula weighs in and says, Mina modim liyushalayim chamisha sar milinha. It's 15 mil. He knows it's 15 mil. How does he know this? Now, sometimes you have that they make drushes based on just they measured it. They actually measured from city to city. This actually doesn't come from measuring. This comes from his understanding of how halacha works. It must be then the distances from the Beis HaMikdash to Modim. So how does he know 15 mil is the measurement? So the Gemara says that Savarla, ki hod amar Rabba bar Barchana amar Rabbi Yochanan, he is of the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, kama mahalich adam biyom. How much can a person walk throughout the entire day? From morning to evening. How much? In the 12 hours, how far a person can walk. Biyom asara parsals, me'alos asara parsals, 10 parsa. Now 10 parsa equals 40 mil. Each parsa is 4 mil. So 10 parsa is 40 mil. So now we're going to work with a mil now. So just, even though he says 10 parsals, have in mind 40 mil. So let's break down 40 mil throughout the day. So the Gemara explains, me'alos ha-shachar, v'ranetzachama, chameshes milin, a person can walk 5 mil from the alos till neitz. Similarly, Mishkiyas Achama Vateis HaKochavim, Chameshes Milin. Also, from Shkiyah to Teis is another 5 mil. So that's a total of 10 mil. Leaves us 30 mil in the middle. That's what the Gemara says. Pash Lehu Tlasin, we have 30 mil left, right? 5 mil in the early mornings, 5 mil in the late evenings. That's 10 mil. That means 30 mil left in the daytime. So now we split that in half. Chamesar Mitzafer Lepalga, we have 50 mil walked in the morning until noon, the first half of the day. And then 15 mil in the afternoon from Chatzos until midday, until Shkia. So that totals 40 mil. That's how he knows this. And Ula, the Tameh, because Ula holds, Damar Ula, Ezu Derech HaChoka, what's called Derech HaChoka? Kol She'en Yachol Likareis B'Shas HaShchita. A person who cannot come into the Shas HaShchita, that's the measurement, that's the Shkia that we're looking for. So you have to come in When does Shechita? Shechita is from noon until the Shkia. That's the Zman. Those are 12 hours. Or rather, 6 hours, I should say. Those are 6 hours. The guy walks in, that's 50 mil. So you have 50 mil together. If you could get in there before Shkia, so then you've got it. But if you can't make it in, so that's how he knows the 50 mil, that must be the distance of Modi into Yerushalayim, because after 50 mil, one could walk from the Shah Shechita of Chatzos until Shkia. If he gets in after Shechita, rather after Shkia, he's missed the Zman Shechita. You cannot be part of the carbon. You must be able to get there during the Zman Shechita. That's the reason of 15 mil. So the Gemara now says, wants to know, how does the Gemara know that it's 5 mil from Alos to Nates? How do you know that? Where is that based on? So everything's based on Psukim. So we must have a source for this. So Amar Mar, Me'alos HaShacha Ar HaNates HaChama, Chamesh Milim Minol. And how do we know it's 5 mil from Alos until Nates? So dechsev. By the way, these gemaras are very important for figuring out zmanim. I don't want to get involved in the details. The zmanim is very tricky, but this is one of the most important sugyas in figuring out the zmanim of nates and alos and shkia and seis based on what a mil is. How do you define the measurement of a mil? So either way, the gemara says, how do you know that it's 5 mil from alos to nates? Minalam dechsev v'kemoa shachar Allah v'yaitzu hamalachim. This is referring to the story of Lot, that he was being saved from a stone. So malachim were pushing him out at shachar, which is alos shachar, the dawn. So the Gemara says further, uksiv, it says Hashemesh yata al haritz v'lot batzar. And when he made his way to Tzar, so then already the sun was beginning to rise. It was Netzachama. So we got from Stom until Tzar, it would start off in Alos, and it got to Nates. So what's the distance from Stom to Tzar? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Lididi, Chazili, I saw, Hahu Asra, Havye Chamesha Milim. The distance, he said, was 5 mil. From Stom to Tzar is 5 mil, and that took from Alos to Nates. So we see Alos and Nates is the distance, the time it takes to walk the distance of 5 mil. So now the Gemara says, okay, that's all the opinion of Ulam. They need to get there b'sha shchita. You have 5 mil from noon to shkia to get there. So Gemara quotes him and then quotes Machlokas. The Gufa, Amar Ula, Ezehi, Derech Rechoka, Kol Shein Yachol Likanis b'sha shchita. So that's the opinion of Ula. You need to be able to get there within the Zman of shchita. Rav Yehuda Amar, Kol Shein Yachol Likanis b'sha achila. He allows a lot more time than that. You need to get there by the eating, by nighttime. Look at Rashi. Rashi points out here, 3 wide lines down, b'sha achila. It's kol shas achila, the whole time of eating, shirachok mechatzos hayom, which is much further off than noon, kol kach sheni yachol likanes kol alayla. He allows a lot more time to get there. Achilas pesach kol alayla. You can eat the pesach all night, and rabbanan hu da'av di ahachakav amr ad chatzos l'rabbi kiva. That even though mikra din, you could eat all night according to chachamim, they made a gzera in the first mission of Maseches Brachos and all of shas, that you should stop by chatzos, but theoretically you have all night to eat it. And Rabbi Eliezer thinks the raisa you have ad chatzos. That's the sugya at the beginning of Brachos about this machlokas. Either way, what comes out from this, that you have a lot more time to get there, which means derech rechoka has to be further than Modi'in. Whatever that distance might be, it's much further. So while Ula thinks it's shas shchita, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's shas achila. So now, Amar Le Rava, Rabba says, Le'ula, Lididach kasha, I have a question according to you. And Rabbi Yehuda, and your chave, Rabbi Yehuda, I have a kasha as well. Lididach, according to you, Kasha, the Amris, you hold. Kol sheinu yachol likanis b'shas shchita. If the guy can't make it b'shas shchita, that's called derech rechoka. V'hatame sheretz. De'ein yachol likanis b'shas shchita. The kamers shochlin v'zorkin al tame sheretz. So you hold that you're allowed to shecht for a person who's tame sheretz. But tame sheretz cannot enter into the Beis HaMikdash b'shas shchita. So why would he be able to do that? Isn't that not called a derech rechoka? He can't make it in during shas shchita? That's question one. We'll get to the answer. And Rav Yehuda Kashya, the Merkol Sheni Yachol Likanis B'Shas Achila. He holds, if you can't make it by eating, you're exempt. But if you can make it by Shas Achila, you can be included. You're not Derech Rechoka. If that's the case, how come Rav Yehuda holds, V'ha Tamei Sheretz, the Yachol Likanis B'Shas Achila? A guy who's Tamei Sheretz, Er Pesach, he can't come to Beis HaMikdash, Shas Shchita, but he can make it by Shas Achila, he'll be tar by evening. So V'kamar Ein Shochten V'zorkin HaTamei Sheretz. You don't allow the Shchita to be shechted for Tamei Sheretz. But if the Zman that's Kaveh is Shas Achila, the Tamei Sheretz is Roy to be there by Shas Achila. So he should be included in the Shchita of Ezrika. So these are the two opposite questions he has for both Ula and Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Amar Le, Ula responds back to Rabba. Lo Lididi Kasha, Lo Rav Yehuda Kasha. There's not a question to either one. Let's first talk about me. Lididi Lo Kasha. You're right. I think if a guy can make it there, b'shas shchita, he's included. But a guy who can't make it in because he's tamei, that's not called derech rechoka. Derech rechoka is only for a tahor person who can't physically make it in. He's just the distance is in the way. A guy who can physically make it, but there's just a tumah block there, that's not called derech chachoka. That's on the derech. And therefore, I allow you to shecht on his behalf, even though he's tamei now, but still, you could shecht. That's not called derech chachoka. The Rashi adds a little more teeth into this. Look at Rashi explains how this goes a little bit further. The last Rashi in the page here, it's five lines up from the bottom here, he says, the didilok hashim. Diafagav the derech chachoka, patrana lahai, the chazi l'urta. You know, even though a guy who's physically far away, he can't make it in, even though he can make it here by evening, but he's not here by Shash Shechita, we exempt him, u'mechaiva, yet, we're mechaiva the one, gavei tamei sheretz. Hainu time. The reason why there's a difference between a derech achoka, who's actually on the distance, versus a tamei sheretz, who's on the derech, but he's just tamei, is because hainu time. Derech achoka, tala rachmana betura de tahor. Derech achoka is only a betur, we apply to one who's tahor. He just cannot physically make it here. He's too far away by Shah Shechita. The Gavi Asiya Ksiv. The word Derech HaChoka, that Ptur applies to Derech Asiya. So we focus on Shechita. Shechita and Derech HaChoka go hand in hand. If you can make it by Shah Shechita, great. If you can't, you're Derech HaChoka. The Afa Gav, the Yachol Likanis B'Shah Sechila, even though he can make it by the Chila, by evening he'll make it, we don't care. Rachman Apate, we care about Derech HaChoka as it relates to Asiya, as it relates to Shah Shechita. His tuma is doesn't depend on derech achoka. His tuma depends on achila. Time of the tuma mishum achila hi. His exemption is based on achila, not based on shechita. He could send in karbanos. He could send in a shliach if he wanted to. The old mid the cost of tamei nefesh lo cost of balkari or tamei sheretz shmeina minei lo patri ela batuma arichta the lo chazil urta. Fine. Either way, it comes out here the fundamental difference. Derech rechoka is telling on shechita asiya, and tamei is dependent on shas achila, and you can't combine the two. So derech rechoka, if you can't make it by shas shechita, he's exempt. But a person who's tamei, as long as he can make it there during shas shechita, that during shas achila, he would be included on it. Now, if you had a tamei guy who's also mamish derech rechoka. If he's far away, he's beyond Moedian, he'd be pater not because he's Tamei, he'd be pater because he's Derech HaChoka. We're talking about a guy who's close, but he's he's Derech HaChoka in that figuratively, he can't come in, so that's not Derech HaChoka. Tamei is dependent on Achila, Derech HaChoka is dependent on Shechita. That's the difference, says Ula. Now he has to come defend Rav Yehuda, the question of Rav Yehuda. So he says again, L'didi lokasha, Derech HaChoka l'tor, vein Derech HaChoka l'tamei. Now going on to Tzadi Dal, we'll finish with this now. The Gemara says, Rav Yehuda also lokasha. He's the one who said that although he expanded the shear of Derech HaChoka, even if the guy can make it Shas Achila, which is a much longer period of time, that's called Derech Krova, if you will, that's closer, the guy who's Tamei Sheretz is exempt. Why is he exempt? The guy who's Tamei Sheretz will be Torah by tonight. He'll be able to, if it's all about Shas Achila, the Tamei Sheretz will be Roy B'Shas Achila. Why does Rav Yehuda exempt him? And the answer is simply because of Pasuk exempt him. The Gzeres HaKasav says, a guy who's Tamei Sheretz is pushed off. Regardless of whether he'll be Torah tonight, it's pushed off, as the Gemara says. Lokashia Tamei Sheretz Rachmana Dechai Dechia. The Torah pushed him away. Dechsev Ish Ish Kiyel Tamei Lenefesh. Milo Askina, the guy who's Tamei, the Nefesh, is it not talking about a case? Shechal Shvi Shalolios Be'er Pesach, where his seventh day of Tumas Meis was Er Pesach. And even though that evening he's going to become Tower entirely, nonetheless, Afil Hachi, Amir Rachmana Lidache, this guy has to be pushed off. It's based on the Gzeres HaKasav as to why one who's Tamei is exempt. And even though he's going to be part of it, he'll be able to eat in theory the night, we don't let him. So let's quickly recap. We start off the sugya talking about the machlokas of Nachman Rav Sheshes, how Rav Sheshes knows that one who's derech achoka lo hurtza, even though if he sent a shliach, it won't work. We said it depended on whether or not you paskin ein shochtin v'zorkin al tamish eretz versus not. And then the Gemara had the brisa about the list of people who could do Pesach Sheni, Zavim, Zavos, and Mitzrayim. Then we discussed whether women are Chayim Pesach Sheni or not. There's a machlokas tonight. Let me discuss a three-way machlokas about Rabbi Nasser, Mechanan, Mekavya, whether Pesach Sheni is a regular b'fnei atzma, is chayav karis separately, whether it's a tashlumim of Rishon, but doesn't fix the karis, or no, it's actually tashlumim and can fix the karis of Rishon. That was a three-way machlokas, and we saw all the different three sources, same source, but three different definitions of the source, and then all the nafkaminas, and then we finish off with the Mishnah, how to define derech achoka, whether it's physically far, modin and beyond, or it's just simply outside the escopus of the Azara, even just one step outside is considered derech achoka, based on the Nakuda on top of the hay of Rechoka. And then we discussed 15 mil, that the whole day is 40 mil person walks, 5 mil in the morning, 5 mil in the evening, and then 30 mil, which is split in half, and that's how he knows 15 mil is from Azara to the Modin. And then finally, we had the five mil of the source based on Lot going from Sodom into Tzoar. And then we discussed finally the Machlokes Ula and Rehuda, whether you have to be there by Shas Shchita or by Shas Achila. Everyone have a wonderful day.